Dear friends, I just want to share one verse from God's precious word with you today. It's Romans chapter 12 and verse 21. The Bible says, "Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. It's very easy to have that spirit of revenge within our hearts. If somebody wrongs us, we feel that it's only right to get our own back. If somebody gossips about us, we feel it's only right to gossip about them. If somebody wrongs us, we feel that it's our prerogative and our responsibility to get them in the long grass and to repay evil with evil. But that should not be the spirit or the mentality of the Christian. The Christian spirit should be that of mercy, grace, kindness and forgiveness. Even like our Lord Jesus Christ, who whenever he was on the cross, prayed for those who had nailed him there and said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Let me illustrate. C.H. Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, was a man who was a great gospel preacher, a great theologian, but also great by way of bringing practical illustration into his sermons. He loved the garden, and he had a large garden with many plants and flowers and shrubs and different things in it. And one day as he was walking into his garden, he noticed that a lot of the shrubs had been unsettled, a lot of the plants had been uprooted, a lot of the flowers had been broken. And he was quite annoyed about that, because he loved his garden and he thought maybe there's a fox, or maybe there's cats, or maybe there's a rabbit. And he just wasn't too sure why his garden wasn't in a good state of repairs, and it really annoyed him. And then one day he was walking through his garden and he found the culprit, and it was a dog. Maybe a little bit like our dog here, who's running about. Here, Tozer, come here. Oops. Come here. And he'd wrecked the garden. This dog can do the same sometimes, mind you. And Spurgeon was furious. Now, at that time, Spurgeon suffered from gout. And he took his walking stick that he had, and he saw the dog in his flower plot, and he launched the walking stick as hard as he could at the dog, and he shouted out, "Get away, you naughty dog, and don't ever come back here." And he hit the poor dog with his walking stick. But you know something? The dog didn't run away. The dog didn't get angry. In fact, the dog lifted the walking stick in its mouth and brought it back and laid it down at the feet of Mr. Spurgeon and looked up into his face, maybe a little bit like Tozer's doing to me now, looking up into the face of the great preacher. And Mr. Spurgeon's heart melted, and he realized, "I was cruel to that dog. I lost my temper. I threw my stick at it. I growled at it, I shouted at it, I told the dog not to come back. How has the dog repaid me? He's brought my stick back and he's dropped it down at my feet." And the Spurgeon thought about that. His heart went out to the dog, and he reached down and he stroked the dog and he showed the dog some kindness, and he told the dog, "You're welcome in this garden anytime." And him and the dog for a while became very good friends, all because the dog was not overcome of evil, but overcame evil with good. And there's a lesson in that. Spurgeon learned the lesson. If people wrong us, and they scold us, and they shout at us, we should be like that dog. Not to retaliate, but to be kind and gracious and gentle. Because a soft answer turneth away wrath. Maybe somebody's hurt you or wronged you recently. Maybe somebody's spoken against you or gossiped about you or lied to you or used you or abused you or mistreated you. Don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. God bless you. See you next time.